I will not be silenced. That's the vow from the First Minister, Peter Robinson, over his questioning of the PSNI and judges. The DUP leader insists there are genuine perceptions among unionists that they are not being treated fairly by the police and the courts. In a strongly worded statement last night, he defended his right to demand answers. The First Minister has been criticised for his comments. Yesterday on this programme, the Northern Ireland Office Minister, Mike Penning, said he was really surprised by Mr Robinson's comments and said he would not have said it. He also said, this is an NIO minister, also said that Peter will be taking the hump with him. Let's remind ourselves of what Mr Robinson said at the start of this week when the row broke out.
We did discuss with the police the issue of the perceived unfairness in terms of some of the methods that the police are operating under, and indeed the courts are operating under. And there certainly is a perception out there within the unionist community that when you see several leading Republicans getting bail and several leading members of the loyalist community not getting bail, that there is a lack of balance in the way these matters are dealt with. And we've urged the Chief Constable, when he has the opportunity to explain these issues and why they should be treated differently, that he should do so. Now, I don't think that the Chief Constable will have gone away with any perception that I have been attempting to interfere. What I have been advising him to do is to show that it is even-handed policing that he is leading. And that gives him the opportunity to show what the differences are in cases and why one person gets bail and another doesn't, why one person is brought in to be questioned and another isn't, and it allows the opportunity to be there as to why he deals with parades and protests in a particular way in loyalist community and in a different way in the Republican community. For instance, there was a protest in East Belfast by Republicans at the weekend. There wasn't a policeman in sight. If it had been loyalists protesting, you would have had police vehicles bumper to bumper the whole way down the road. So there has to be an understanding. The community have to give their support and show their confidence in the police, and they can only do that if they can understand what they perceive to be strange decisions being taken. I think there is a large section of our community don't believe the police have been impartial in dealing with these issues, and therefore it's a matter of, in my view, an imperative issue for the police to show why they take decisions in with regard to one set of circumstances differently than another. That's a matter for the police to show and convince the public so that there's confidence in the public.
Well, not every day of the week that an NIO minister then questions or disputes what the First Minister is actually saying. But yesterday on the Nolan Show, the Northern Ireland Office Minister, Mike Penning, well, let's have a listen to what he said. What's your take on the First Minister, Peter Robinson, recently wondering whether the police have been acting in an even-handed way?
This was raised with me yesterday, actually, by one of the other DUP politicians in Westminster, and I've said, bring evidence to me. If there's any evidence, that, particularly on the historic inquiries, that it hasn't been even-handed. And I hear exactly what that Peter was talking about. Yes, I hear it. What I haven't actually seen is the evidence. I've asked for evidence from the police. What I've seen so far clearly indicates to me that there has been even-handed. But if Peter has any evidence to the contrary to that, then please show it to myself and the Secretary of State, and obviously we will take it up with Matt Baggett.
Again, if you make a comparison, can you imagine David Cameron, the Prime Minister, accusing the police of possibly not acting in an even-handed way? Can you imagine what would happen?
I'm not going to beat around the bush on this, Stephen. I was really surprised. I think the job of a First Minister and anybody that leads a country is to be as supportive they possibly can on the police. The police are doing a fantastic job. No other police force in the United Kingdom does the sort of work that the police force...
And why were you surprised at what the First Minister said?
Well, because of exactly what you just said. I haven't seen any evidence. So I would have thought if Peter wanted to make that sorts of comments, they would have brought evidence to us in that way. But it's for Peter and the Deputy First Minister, to drive this forward. But, it's clearly not helpful if they feel that it's not even-handed, well, in which case, surely come forward the evidence to show that, and then we can work on that. But I can assure you, I've raised it with Matt Baggett myself, and it's not the case. And I've not seen any evidence of this. And I appreciate it is out there in the ether, we need to address that.
So when you say it's not the case, so the First Minister's wrong?
Well, I'm saying if the First Minister, and I'll repeat myself, if the First Minister feels that there is evidence out there to show that, really needs to bring it to myself and bring it to Matt Baggett. I mean, at the end of the day, Matt Baggett doesn't work for me. Matt Baggett works for Northern Ireland and is responsible for the executive and to David Falk.
And do you think it was right or wrong for the First Minister to have spoken publicly about this?
If you're trying to bring me into criticising, I wouldn't have actually said it unless I had the evidence to do so. For that, Peter's going to have the ump on me over that, but I'm afraid that's the facts, I'm afraid.
Well, not too long after that interview, the First Minister, Peter Robinson, issued a statement. "I will not be silenced," was the headline of the statement. We'll get into that in depth in a second or two. Our political editor, Mark Devenport, can help us across it this morning. So, Mark, Peter's response to this, First Minister's response to this, was pretty, well, it was pretty strong, wasn't it?
It was pretty strong and it was pretty lengthy. Basically, he was saying that other politicians, the media might criticise him over this, but if he sees a perception of justice being sort of dealt with inequally or in a non-equal manner, that he reserves the right to express the concerns of his community. So it was a long statement basically saying that he wouldn't be silenced. When he sees injustice, he will act where he sees the need to do so. He probably could have put out a shorter statement saying, "I have the hump with Mike Penning," because essentially Mr. Penning knew what was coming his way. And
of course,
he got
Mike
it.
Penning predicted, he said on the show yesterday, "Peter will have the hump with me."
Yes, exactly. Clearly, Peter Robinson has done that. And again, he has accused the media and his critics of stretching his words and taking a meaning out of it that wasn't necessarily there. And this is where we come into this interesting word. It's the word of the week, which is perception.
Yeah. Is it extraordinary for an NIO minister to essentially be questioning the language of a First Minister in Northern Ireland? Like Mike Penning yesterday was saying, it is the job of the First Minister to be as supportive of the police as much as possible. It is not helpful, he then said later on in an interview, challenging Peter Robinson, bring forward the evidence, he's saying to him.
Well, certainly, I think, you know, he was probably reluctant when he started out on his interview with you to be drawn into that territory, because he was making the case that NIO ministers are now somewhat more in the background and are trying to sort of work behind the scenes in order to resolve differences. And obviously he would have known that it was a point of public contention. We've seen, for instance, in the House of Commons this week, Nigel Dodds are standing up and making very similar comments to that of Peter Robinson, expressing, as he put it, the anger and bewilderment of people in the unionist community about sort of recent court decisions and other actions like that. Naomi Long then stood up and said that all politicians should get behind the police and the rule of law rather than simply becoming a voice to express dissent. So clearly it's a point of contention, and Mike Penning was trying to be diplomatic, I think, at the start of his interview, but by the end of it, I think you flushed him out that he did obviously think that some of these comments from the First Minister and indeed other unionists weren't particularly helpful.
Do you think there's a deterioration in the relationship between the First Minister and the Chief Constable?
Well, obviously, they had that meeting in which the First Minister raised these concerns directly and the Chief Constable gave his explanations directly. He's then released a written statement essentially defending his police and saying that they went about this in an even-handed manner. We've also seen the explanation from the Lord Chief Justice's office. So I think they have pushed back to an extent. But, you know, things are still a little ambiguous there. For instance, the letter from the Lord Chief Justice's office said the public representatives were entitled to criticise court decisions. So to that extent, I think unionists say, well, look, even the Lord Chief Justice agrees with us. But he said that there shouldn't be improper external influence. And this is where things do get a little bit ambiguous, because one person's sort of reasonable criticism is somebody else's improper influence.
OK, Mark, thank you very much indeed.